So welcome back to the Rest in Culture podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Frank Ebersold. It's great to be back here. And today, I just want to highlight something that Ben Shapiro is all upset about. Now, it doesn't take a lot for Ben Shapiro to get upset about things because, you know, he's generally high-strung. He's as high-strung as they come. Super fast talking. Everything seems to get him irritated that the left does. And he's really upset about something here, and it has to do with the gay men's choir in San Francisco. They came out with a song, something to the effect that we are going to get your children, or we're out to get your children. And it was a parody. Of course it was a parody, but let's just go into it. Here's what Ben thought about all of that.
If you start teaching kids about gender fluidity, that can only be an attempt to indoctrinate them in a particular way of viewing the world and to confuse them about behavior. That is...
Well, that's really interesting. So he kicks it off with that, which is a really inflammatory statement. So if you even discuss anything with children about gender fluidity, then it's an attempt to indoctrinate the children. So they're just not supposed to know that a couple can be married. And if you go into it, Ben, I think you ought to do this. You ought to Google, just for the fun of it, Ben, go out to Google and type this in. How many states recognize gay marriage? And when you do this, you'll see that 50 states recognize gay marriage. And it goes on to say that on June 26th of 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down all state bans on same-sex marriage, legalized it in all 50 states, Ben. So at what point does what you're calling, what we'll hear coming up here, you're calling it indoctrination? It's something that's recognized on a federal level in all 50 states. So I don't buy the argument of indoctrination. That, and guess what? You know, it's not just Ben that are making these claims. It's a lot of people on the right, a lot of conservatives, evangelicals are making this claim that if you bring anything up to kids about same-sex marriage that exists in all 50 states, it's a form of indoctrination. So the bedrock of their argument is entirely flawed.
But once you start teaching kids about gender fluidity, that can only be an attempt to indoctrinate them in a particular way of viewing the world and to confuse them about behavior. That is all that can be.
Wrong.
Okay, so there was a video that came out yesterday, or it had come out, I guess, a few days ago, and then it was taken down yesterday from the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. It kind of went viral on the right. Folks on the left were claiming that it was a parody. The question is, what exactly is it a parody of? So here is the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. They released this on YouTube. They did a video titled, "We Are Coming for Your Children." And they say that it was tongue-in-cheek humor.
Could it be anything else? I mean, really. I mean, just think about it, Ben. Not everyone is as high-strung as you are.
But the problem is that the statement that they released doesn't really suggest that it is fully tongue-in-cheek. Here's a little bit of the video.
You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked? Funny. Just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. We're coming for your children.
We're coming for your children. We'll convert them bit by bit. Very solid stuff there in this song.
Very, very solid stuff there in the song. It's a parody, Ben.
We'll convert your children. Yes, we will. Reaching one and all. There's really no escaping it. Because even grandma likes RuPaul. The world is getting kinder. Gen Z is gayer than Grindr. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here. Okay, so if this is tongue-in-cheek, like we're really not coming from your children, right? It's tongue-in-cheek. It's parodical. Then why would the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir release the following statement? This is their statement, claiming that everybody's taking this too seriously. Quote, "The negative, even threatening responses prove that this music and our mission are critically necessary in today's world. Many children are not being taught the truth. Our message to you from the gay community. We will continue to do our best to counter the message of hate by teaching young people to be tolerant and fair."
Oh my God, that's such a terrible thing. Ben, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I stand corrected here. Teaching children to be tolerant and fair. Tolerant and fair. And these are things, in fact, folks, that are actually taught in the Bible, tolerance and fairness. And this is what Ben's got a problem with. It's not trying to indoctrinate kids by saying that there is the possibility that you might see a little guy walking through, two men together or two women together, and they are in fact married, and you can say what you want about it, you know, at that point. But it, to even acknowledge it is a crime in terms of what Ben Shapiro believes.
It is obvious the tongue-in-cheek humor is lost on many, especially the ones spewing death threats. Please take a moment and read the entire text. We'll make an ally of you, yet we are proud of who we are. We are proud of what we sing. Okay, the key sentence there is, our message to you from the gay community will continue to do our best to counter the message of hate by teaching young people to be tolerant and fair. So basically what you're saying is that the song is not actually a parody.
So basically, no, you're wrong, Ben Shapiro. Basically, you're wrong. It is a parody.
What you're actually suggesting is that while the song is done in the mode of parody, the underlying message, which is that we wish to teach your children our values, that part is correct, right? We are making your kids more tolerant and fair by teaching them what we want to teach them in schools.
It's recognized in all 50 states, Ben. 50. Go to Google, type in how many states recognize gay marriage.
Now, you as a parent may object to this. You as a parent may say, listen, I wish to teach my kids traditional sexual values and mores. I don't want my kids, forget any of that. I don't want my kids, like K through six. I don't believe that it's appropriate for kids who are 5 years old to have to be taught about a wide variety of gender fluidity and sexual.
Okay, the key word is wide variety. Should they be able to say, oh, those two people are married? I don't think that's a problem by just simply saying that you might find a husband and a wife, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, that are in fact married in the eyes of law. I don't think kids would have a hard time getting their heads around that. And it's probably something that they should know. And what better place to find that out than school? Because, Ben, I don't think most churches are willing to even touch the subject.
Orientation questions. It's confusing. It opposes natural law in these sort of traditional moralistic sense.
That's your opinion, but according to what I just showed you there, it's actually federal law.
But also in the logical sense, the notion of gender fluidity opposes biology itself.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't think that any of this is appropriate to be taught to children, right? Regardless of political view. It's just not appropriate for kids. But the idea here is that we are going to change the next generation, right? This is why, for example, there's an entire article recently in IndieWire, I think, talking about how children's animated shows were now being stacked with radical LGBTQ propaganda.
Radical. You know what's radical? Anything that simply acknowledges that two men, two women could be married is radical. That's what they mean by radical. It's far from it, Ben.
The content, bisexual characters in children's animated shows, gender fluid characters, transgender characters in shows made for 5 and 6 years old, five and six year olds. Right, so the left has a very different vision of what America, the radical left, has a very different vision of what America ought to be. And the way that they are going to achieve this is by changing how your kids are taught.
So folks, I mean, in summary here, it's literally just something kids ought to know. And I don't think that's indoctrination. I don't think it's radical. I think it's reality. And Ben, it's time for you to simply acknowledge that two people can be married. Two men can be married and two women can be married. I mean, it's federally recognized law. It's not indoctrination. Folks, that's all I've got for today. There'll be more coming up. Thanks for tuning in.